Chapter 28. A pillar of white stone rising 300 meters out of a rolling gray sea, the island beyond the Jade Shadow's forward canopy was as beautiful as it was awe-inspiring. A wreath of dancing sea foam lapped at its base, and a thin band of green foliage crowned the summit, and already the distant specks of seabirds could be seen wheeling before its white cliffs. And yet when Luke glanced into the mirror panel in the cockpit canopy, he saw Sarasu Talon slumped in the co-pilot's seat, still scanning the distant horizon for a destination that lay right in front of him. Perhaps Luke's odds were not so bad after all. Talon met Luke's gaze in the mirror panel. Like the 50 Sith warriors riding in back with Ben and Vestara, he was still wearing his hazard suit. All Luke could see of the High Lord was a face that grew more haggard and alien by the moment, with sunken oval eyes and thin lavender flesh stretched tight over bones as knobby as knuckles.
"I know what you're planning, Master Skywalker."
Talon's vocabulator gave the words a wispy, almost whispered quality.
"And it won't work."
"It's the thermal detonator, isn't it?" Luke asked. A thermal detonator was the last thing on his mind, but he had already learned to avoid thinking about his plans in Talon's presence. The High Lord had developed some very impressive powers since his dip in the pool of knowledge. "I was wondering if I'd have time for that." Talon studied Luke for a moment, then said darkly,
"Remember your son, Master Skywalker. The instant you betray me, he dies."
"Now I know you're lying," Luke said. "According to my plan, Ben will be long gone when I betray you."
"We all have our dreams, Jedi."
Talon shifted his gaze out the canopy again, then asked,
"How long before we reach the Falanasi's home?"
Luke glanced forward again, where the Falanasi Island loomed just a few kilometers away. "It should be coming into view any time now." He didn't think Talon could see through the illusion that hid the island, but it was time to be sure. "Why don't you bring up a tactical readout and see what they're sending to meet us?"
"The Falanasi are pacifists, are they not?"
Talon asked.
"What could they send against us?"
"Being a pacifist isn't the same as being helpless," Luke replied. "The Falanasi have many defenses." Talon reached over and fumbled with the screen controls, his gloved hands obviously causing him some trouble. "You may as well take off those gloves," Luke said. "Your hazard suit isn't going to protect you anyway."
"Liar,"
exclaimed Gavar Kai, who was seated in the navigator's seat next to Talon.
"You're trying to infect us."
Luke smirked into the mirror panel. "Do you see me wearing a hazard suit?" he asked. "What Ben and Vistara have, what you already have, is the Weeping Pox. Hazard suits can't stop it. It spreads through the Force."
"Then why aren't you sick?"
Talon asked. Luke arched his brows in feigned concern, then asked,
"The Sith don't have health meditation?"
He did his best to look as though this were a pleasant discovery. "That explains why Vistara is doing so poorly compared with Ben." Kai's eyes flashed in alarm.
"And you didn't teach her?"
Luke shrugged. "I thought she knew," he said. "It's such a basic technique for us."
"Liar!"
Kai leaned forward.
"If she dies, then your son..."
"Saber Kai."
Talon raised a gloved hand for silence.
"Skywalker is only playing on your fear. If he can convince us that we are already infected, we will remove our suits and become truly infected."
Luke shrugged. "So keep your suits on." Despite his nonchalance, a cold lump had formed in Luke's stomach. Even without knowing the true nature of the disease, Talon had almost guessed his intention. "We'll know the truth soon enough." Kai's eyes hardened, and he glared down at the back of Luke's head.
"High Lord Talon knows the truth now."
Luke allowed himself a smile. Kai's tone was a little too insistent. The saber was getting nervous, which meant Luke had successfully planted the seeds of doubt. With time, those seeds would blossom into a full-blown illusion, and once blue blisters started to appear inside Kai's suit, the rest of the Sith would believe they were infected too. Finally, Talon pressed the right combination of keys. The tactical readout appeared on the primary displays of both pilots, with the Shadow in the center and the Sith troop shuttle, the Obori, following close behind. Their destination stretched across most of the top of the screen, but the lack of reaction behind Luke suggested the island remained hidden from his passengers. Falanasi illusions worked from the inside, using the white current to create an impression within the victim's mind so vivid and realistic that his own intellect worked against him to supply the tiniest details and to conceal anything that might cast doubt on its reality. After a moment, Talon shook his head.
I see nothing.
He leaned forward and spoke into Luke's ear.
I warn you, if you think you can lead us astray, you are badly.
Talon's threat was interrupted by an astonished cry from the navigator's seat.
Lord Talon!
Kai extended his arm and pointed to the tactical display.
Look!